The Israeli raid on the Gaza flotilla comes as American-mediated indirect talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians were just getting underway. We spoke about what effect the attack will have on the peace process with Mideast expert Stephen Cook with the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think that it is going to complicate the proximity talks, but only briefly. It's clear that Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian president, wants to have these negotiations. He wants to have the proximity talks, if not the direct talks. And he is no fan of Hamas either. Now, the Israeli action clearly puts him in an awkward political position. So once we get beyond the kind of initial international outrage over the incident, I think it won't be terribly long before the Palestinian Authority and the Israelis sit back down in those indirect talks once again. It's certainly a complicating factor, but it's not a game changer. It's not the kind of thing like the Israeli invasion of Gaza in late 2008 and 2009, which really effectively ended in direct talks between the Palestinians and Israelis, which have only, you know, restarted a year and some later as indirect talks.
The raid on the Gaza flotilla also puts the United States in an awkward position.
It's certainly true. And I think that the administration has been trying to do two things by splitting the difference between signaling support for Israel and Israel's right to defend itself, as well as expressing concern first over the loss of life aboard the Turkish ferry and signaling its concern about the humanitarian situation in Gaza. It is, though, trying to lower the temperature. There has been obviously an international outcry. And by calling for an investigation and getting to the bottom of this situation, where I think, you know, it's contested and nobody knows exactly what happened, I think the administration is striking the right tone rather than coming down on one side or another as partisans on each side are demanding. I think that if the administration did that, it would certainly do more harm than good.
Is it too early for the United States to publicly pursue the peace talks?
Well, I think that the United States is publicly pursuing the peace talks. Obviously, as I said, this is a complicating factor, and this situation needs to be mitigated before Washington gets back to the real hard work of both peace talks as well as confronting the Iranian nuclear file.
Well, how long should Washington wait before they go out after this again?
I think, you know, it's a matter of time. I mean, I think things have to play themselves out internationally with this. I think it's, you know, a matter of weeks, certainly not a matter of months or even a year.
Steve Cook with the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington. I'm Susan Yawkey.